You'll have to excuse Brenda, also known as Mrs. Dave. Kind of cranky today. You would be too if you were just coming out of hibernation and some nosy reporter was poking around. But even a meddling journalist didn't rouse Dunkirk Dave from his slumber. Days before Groundhog Day, Dave was still dozing in a burrow, his hole protected by a homemade dollhouse built in 1924.
But you see, we're using the dollhouse when if the woodchuck would come up early, he's safe and it's blocked off and he's out of the weather.
And well protected from the neighborhood dog, says Bob Will, whose childhood love affair with animals began a tradition that has attracted worldwide attention.
It all began because I had parents who were very understanding. And so when I was a child, maybe 10 or so, I would take a great interest in rehabilitating injured animals or orphaned animals.
Many of these imperiled critters were groundhogs, known in some parts as marmots and whistle pigs, members of the rodent family that don't get much respect as far as Will is concerned.
People can shoot them and do whatever they want anytime they want to. It disturbs me that it is, but they can just shoot them anytime they want to, or poison them, or electrocute them, or drown them.
Many folks don't realize that the keeper of Dunkirk Dave, the well-known weather prophet, is a state-licensed wildlife rehabilitator. His place off Route 5 is home to anywhere from a handful of sick, injured, or orphaned animals to a couple dozen, depending on the month. He's been using groundhogs for the February 2nd weather ritual for at least 58 years. But he said the local tradition was formalized back in the early 60s when he was a special education teacher in Dunkirk.
I had the groundhog and I always brought it out on Groundhog Day. And I would have it in school on that day. And just for the fun of it, we would take it out there. And one day Leonard Kellan said, hey, he said, Punxsutawney Phil doesn't have to be the only groundhog that's prognosticating. They should know that you're doing it too.
They call the local newspaper, a reporter's penchant for alliteration, christened the groundhog Dunkirk Dave. The rest is history.
The local TV people would come down and film, and became famous as Dunkirk Dave, the second longest predicting groundhog in the world. So
these days, there are four-legged weather prognosticators all over the world, from Staten Island Chuck to Woodstock Willie. But that wasn't the case when the Dunkirk tradition began.
There was no other groundhog around beside Punxsutawney. In fact, they were using a stuffed one at the time. It was a taxidermied animal.
We all know the folklore. Groundhog Day is right smack between the start of winter and the beginning of spring. Custom has it that if it's cloudy when a groundhog emerges, spring-like weather is just around the corner. Will says the annual tradition has evolved over the centuries.
It wasn't the Groundhog Day that you see today. The early days of the Groundhog Day was just a handful of guys sitting around drinking wine, perhaps, and cooking up a groundhog and eating it.
You take care of groundhogs. Do you also dine on groundhogs occasionally?
Never. No.
Will gets heavy-duty help from Bill Verge, who has been caring for the critters for 35 years now.
They get fed frozen veggies, cookies, greens, carrots, melons, things like that.
Verge and Will even think they've found some secrets for groundhog longevity. Will digs into a box of granola bars.
We found out that these keep them living the longest. For a treat, they like the Nature Valley oat and honey cookies.
Not too greasy, he says. Some groundhogs in Will's care have lived to be 15. Many injured animals can be nursed back to health and returned to the wild. Lily the groundhog wasn't so lucky, but she's happy in her home, which includes protected runs with tubes to explore and ramps to climb. Poopy-Doo was shot by a hunter. Sidewinder was also found injured. She was given her name because, well, she runs in circles.
If she had food there, she'd stop, take a bite, make a loop, take a bite.
she's a nice groundhog,
yeah,
and not particularly aggressive.
But groundhogs in the wild are a different story. Will's advice is clear. Do not try this at home.
Well, it looks easy because we do it here. But you do this a lot, you know, you become the groundhog whisperer. You get to know which ones to touch and which ones not to touch.
Several groundhogs have played the role of Dunkirk Dave over these decades, a tradition that local residents relish. D.J. Wilson lived in Dunkirk most of his life, and he admits that groundhog envy sometimes sets
so
in.
We're a little jealous about Punxsutawney Phil, and you know, we're pretty proud of our own groundhog, and we hope that you know, more people would pay attention to him because we think he's smarter. So,
okay, what about the Bill Murray movie?
Bill's gonna come out and see a shadow. Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Get up and sit that hog out there.
How many times have you seen Groundhog Day?
Well, quite a few times. I had an opportunity to be in that, but it would have taken too many months of my time to supply them with groundhog.
Besides, Will doesn't need Hollywood hype to validate his mission.
It's great satisfaction when they survive and get better and stronger and bigger, and you can release them back to the wild. It's a wonderful feeling.
Brian Meyer, WBFO News.